Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about homegrown fears. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Leviticus 13:18 through 14:14, Psalm 27:1 through 6, Proverbs 6:20 through 22, and Mark 4:21 through 41. Again, we'll be talking about homegrown fears. Our focal passage today is going to come from Mark 4:40, which says, "He said to them, why are you fearful? Do you still have no faith?" So, social scientists maintain that there is no inherent fears except two. The rest are acquired. The two inherent fears, they say, are the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. I read some psychologists who examined 500 people and found that between them, they had about 7,000 fears. The theory that we inherit just two fears, of course, is not a proven fact. But if it happens to be so, then those 500 people were loading themselves down with hundreds of unnatural and useless fears. Once, there was a man who went to India, and he was told of a caste where the women, in each of their birthdays, add 4 rings of heavy brass, one on each ankle and one on each arm. By the time they were middle-aged, they would walk around with great difficulty under the senseless burden. But this is no more senseless than weighing ourselves down with useless fears. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the future, fear of growing old, fear of what people might think, and so on. Most of our fears are homegrown. They're out of wrong home teaching and wrong examples. Parents don't try to control their children by fear, often succeed too well. Their children grow up being controlled by the fears themselves. A woman wrote one time and said, "All my life I have been a victim of fear. My nightly prayer was, Lord, thank you for not letting anything too bad happen to me today. You said if you turned to Christ, you would rid me of all fear. Well, I have, and He did." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we have filled our world and our hearts with fear, needless, devastating fears. Father, help us, we pray, we ask, to find release from these fears, for they are not our real selves. They are an importation and something the enemy preys on. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Psalm 23:4. Psalm 34:1 through 22, Proverbs 9 verse 10, Proverbs 19 verse 23, and keep these two questions in mind. What was David's testimony? And two, how can you find freedom from your fears? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.